Is it because it's the
okay? There's a Dvar Torah in Parshas Noach from the Emes Yaakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzel, in which he that is this week's Parsha Noach, and he says, as I said in Parshas Bishalach. So I'm going to start with the Noach one and continue to the Bishalach one on the other side of your page. But what is the Dvar Torah in this Parsha? Finally, after Noach has gone through the painstaking labor, took a very long time, many, many years, of building a teva, eventually the rain starts, and they go in to the teva. Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, when the rain started, Bo Noach and his family all came into the teva. So Rashi says, wait, it had a rain, and then they went in. What is this pasuk trying to tell you? So the Rashi says, the pasuk is trying to teach you that the people of Noach's generation said, let's see, if he actually goes into the teva, we're going to go there and destroy it, and we're going to kill him.
It's a Rashi. Did you just say that's what Rashi said?
Yes. Very good. Very good. He was mechaving to understanding Rashi just like you were. Okay. So the Emes Yaakov says, what is this Rashi trying to teach you? He said, look at this terrible generation. Even though 120 years he's been building this teva and warning everything, what are you building? Why are you building that? Why is this giant thing blocking my driveway? And the answer is that there's a flood coming, we should all do tshuva. And they didn't do it, and they didn't listen. And now it's actually coming true, and they didn't do tshuva. He says, this is a proof against anyone who says, why now are we not keeping the mitzvah? Because we don't get to see the clear Yad Hashem being manish people for doing bad. So we do bad, and we think we're going to get away with it. He says, here we have people who saw it actually happened, and nonetheless they didn't do tshuva. So that can't be the reason. He said, this is also true when it came to Kriyat Yamsuf. The Mitzrim are watching Am Yisrael crossing the Yamsuf. The sea is splitting, and they already saw the Eser Makot, and nonetheless they came up with a way to convince themselves. Go to where he says in Parshas Bishalach on the other side of your page. What are they saying? What did we do? Vayomru Mazor Asinu Kishalachnu Bnei Yisrael Meratzeinu. What? Why did we send out Bnei Yisrael? What? Did they forget? Why did we send out Bnei Yisrael? You just had the Eser Makot. You didn't want to all die, so you sent them out. Where did they get this question of what did we do? It wasn't Beretzonam. We didn't just decide to send them out. Things were going on. So his first point is the one that's connected to this. I didn't put the second point here. The Torah is teaching us an important lesson. Ad kama koach haratzon mata tesechel yashar. If you want to believe something, you're going to be able to convince yourself that it's true, even if it's as illogical as it could be. Until you can forget everything you just experienced for the past week, months, years. Forgetting the whole Mitat Ben Bachor, forgetting your whole country getting destroyed. If there is Petach Katan Vetzar Letotbo, your Ratzon can be Mata the Seichel. Your interest in wanting to believe with your false belief will allow you to believe that. So even though from the Eser Mako we already know, they already know Hashem, and know Hashem as the ability to beat them and destroy them and take away all their food and all their leaders and all their animals and all their possessions. And all that is true. Nonetheless, when the nation is trapped on the Midbar and they see the Amud Anan and the Amud H and Hashem walking from them, and they're not afraid. And then they see the sea split, they go, we could go after them in the sea. We can still get them. That is the koach hamata when you have a ratzon. So we have to be very, very careful, because there's always going to be that petach. As he quotes the Ramban at the end, Hashem made it that there was a lot of wind going on at Kriyas Yamsuf. Why was there a lot of wind? So that you could convince yourself that it was a natural phenomenon. And then once that can happen, then you're like, it's not Hashem splitting the sea for them, and then still allowing yourself. All, the other 99 data points should have pointed you, 99% of them should have pointed you to, this is Hashem protecting Am Yisrael and we should go along with it. But instead of that, they went with the one data point that allowed them a way out in order to not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to not do that. And that, says the Emes Yaakov, is the message of the Teva, as well as the Sipur in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Teva, they had 120 years. And okay, so this guy's building a Teva. I don't believe it. There's a flood coming. I don't believe it. But when it actually happens, they still don't believe it. Their plans are, we're going to destroy the Teva and kill Noach. They're so convinced that it's false, even when all the information is pointing to it finally being true. All the animals showed up at the Teva and then went in, and the rain started, and they're still not willing to believe it. That is the potential of your Yetzer Hara to convince you, even against all logic and against all odds, your false ideology is true. So we have to be very, very careful that we're not being fooled by our Ratzon, but rather that we're thinking clearly and about who is really running everything to realize that it's all the Rabbeinu Shlomo.